Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this moment that you have given unto us to gather as a family of RTD Church International. We gather to lift you, we gather to honor you, we gather to worship you, we gather to declare of your glory, to declare of your majesty, to declare of your power in the mighty name of Jesus. We gather in that exalted name, the name that is above every other name, the mighty name of Jesus. For that reason, we are here to worship him. We are here to exalt the name of Jesus. We are here to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We are here to decree that the Lord is able, that he is the nourisher of our soul. He is our healer, he is our deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we surrender this time of fellowship with you in your hands, O God. We surrender your people wherever they are connected in your able hand. We sanctify ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our thoughts with the blood. We sanctify our conscience with the blood. We sanctify our hearts with the blood. We sanctify the altar with the blood. We sanctify the instrument of worship with the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we sanctify the air with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify your people with the blood. May the blood open the doorways of heaven. Let the gates of heaven be opened tonight as you minister to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence with hearts grateful, with the spirit of thanksgiving. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for every member of RTD Church International. We thank you for every leader. We thank you for every family that is represented in this place, Almighty God. May your name be glorified. May your name be lifted tonight, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender our community. We surrender our nation before you. We surrender our leaders before you, Jehovah. We commit them in your able hand, Almighty Jehovah. We commit the church in your able hand, O Jehovah. We commit this session, O God, as we gather to honor you in your able hand, Almighty Jehovah. We pray that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. Every agenda from the pit of hell, may you deliver us. Every monitoring spirit, deliver us. We bind every strong man in the land. We bind every spirit of darkness. We bind every principality. We bind them in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every stronghold. We bind every spirit of infirmity, every halogen spirit, every demonic agenda. We arrest you tonight in the name of Jesus. We decree that you have no power over the children of God. We bind every activities of darkness. We bind every spirit of malice, spirit of seduction, spirits of immorality. We bind you tonight in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft, we bind you. Spirit of death, we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of worry, spirit of division, we bind you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that exalted itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. As we welcome the glory of God, we welcome the visitation of our God, we welcome the day of Jubilee, we welcome the day of favor, we welcome the day of mighty visitation, mighty outcome of God's presence. We welcome mighty healings and testimonies of the doings of the Lord. That Father, let tonight be full of testimonies, be full of prophetic aura, prophetic and apostolic word in the mighty name of Jesus. May you send forth your word tonight and heal your people in the mighty name of Jesus. May your spirit move without measure, move in a mighty way as we worship you, O God. May our voices be heard across the nations. in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our Savior, you are our Lord, and besides thee we have no other Savior, we have no other God Almighty. You are our King, you are our great Deliverer. We worship you, our Father, we worship you, our King. May your name be adored, may your name be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want us to encourage ourselves in the Lord from the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 28. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Genesis, chapter 28, verse 1, I believe so. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May He give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about going back and gaining your inheritance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it is very important to know your root. It is very important to know your history. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we live in a generation that don't know where they stand. We live in a generation that doesn't understand the mysteries of God. We live in a generation without vision, without focus, without purpose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the time when Isaac, hallelujah, was releasing his son. And before Isaac released Jacob, the Bible says he blessed him. Hallelujah. And within this blessing, it wasn't just a blessing, but it was direction. Glory be to God. Jacob was given direction in life. That's why we need fathers in our life. Glory be to God. Even if you may not have a physical father, but you need a spiritual father. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Who has a focus of the direction of God and the purposes of God concerning our destiny, who can be able to show us the roadmap where God intends to take us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we tend to think too small of ourselves because we don't understand the weight of this glory. We don't understand the investment that the Father has done in our life, that the Father has done in the church, that the Father has done in the past generation, in the past apostles, in the past prophets. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't understand that God has invested heavily concerning our destiny, and the time come that we need to dig into our root. Glory be to God. We need to dig in into our root and find direction. Glory be to God. So one of the direction that God, that Isaac gave to his son Jacob, they say that the God Almighty bless you. God Almighty bless you. In other words, he was reminded that you are a blessed man. So don't look down upon yourself. Hallelujah. Do you know there are lives, many lives of people, they are destroying themselves because they don't know they are blessed. Glory be to God. And the environment around you has taught you that you are nothing. Environment around you may mislead you to think that you are poverty-stricken. that you are a nobody. There is nowhere you are going. Probably you didn't get good education. Glory be to God. Probably you didn't have the privileges that others seems to have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That here Isaac is reminding his son, you may seem like you have nothing in your hand, but there is something greater than material world, is the blessing of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to remind somebody that the blessing is bigger than nations. Glory be to God. The blessing is bigger than educated people. The blessing is bigger than kings. What you need is God to bless you in Jesus' name. So Isaac reminded Jacob that the Lord has blessed you. May the Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply. That's why we need fathers to speak in our life. Can you imagine your father saying, may the Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply? Glory be to God. God wants to bless us. As a church, God wants to bless us. As an individual, God wants to bless us. Hallelujah. And the blessing doesn't end there. He wants to make us fruitful. Glory be to God. God wants to make us fruitful as a church. He wants to multiply us as a church, as a family, as a people, as restoration of the tent of David. The Lord wants to bless us. He wants to make us fruitful, and he wants to multiply us. God will multiply our numbers. In the mighty name of Jesus, can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May the Almighty God bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. Glory be to God. You will never be the way you are. God will make us to become a company of people. We may seem small today, but God will make us to become a company of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. God will make us to become a company of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter those who don't like you. God will make you to become a company of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, as a church, God will make us to become a company of people. As individual, God will make us to become a company of people. Hallelujah. You may seem to be single today, but God will make you to become a company of people. Your church may seem small today, but God will make you to become a company of people, because God has a purpose with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a connection that God has with your destiny. Hallelujah. There is a glory, there is a manifestation that goes back to your roots, that God wants to manifest in your life in a time like this, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Isaac was reminding his son of that heritage, of that connection, that wherever he go, he needs to be reminded that the blessing of God is upon him. He needs to be reminded that his hands are blessed, that the Lord will bless the work of his hands. God will multiply him, that he will become a company of people. What a mighty blessing that Isaac is bestowing in his son. Glory be to God. That's why we need fathers to speak in our lives. We need direction. A lot of youths are destroying their lives because there is no father that has spoken. And some of you, your fathers have been speaking, but you don't listen. Glory be to God. You see, the father of Jacob and the mother, they were speaking to the elder son that this is the way to marry. But the son kept marrying women he was not supposed to marry. He kept marrying on communities he was not supposed to marry. And he ended up destroying his heritage. He ended up destroying his destiny because he wasn't listening to into direction, and he ended up destroying his heritage. He didn't inherit the blessing. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But today God is looking for those that will inherit the blessing. God is looking for those that will carry intercontinental mantles, intercontinental glory, intercontinental power of God, that they will shake the nations because the blessing of Abraham is upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will shake their generation because God will pour his glory upon them, that the blessing of God will find root in them, and God will make them fruitful. God will multiply them, and they shall become a people, a company of people. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, may he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land. So the purpose of the blessing is to take possession of the land. Glory be to God. May he give you the blessing of Abraham. So there was something special. So Isaac is connecting Jacob back to the root of the blessing. Isaac is connecting Jacob to the root of the blessing that flowed in their seed. Glory be to God. May the blessing of Abraham be given to you and to your offspring, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham. That is a mandate. That is a mandate that Isaac was not able to fulfill. But he knew that Jacob could fulfill it. He knew that the future generation could fulfill it. God has a mandate for this generation. God has a mandate for the church of this time, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because there are things that we are called to conquer. There are things that we are called to dominate. We are called to dominate nations, to dominate cities, to dominate continents, with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to spread the good news everywhere, to build the house of God wherever we go, wherever God opened the door, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall not forget that the reason why God wants to bless us is for us to possess the land. Hallelujah. How do we possess the land? Hallelujah. We possess the land with the kingdom of God. We possess the land with the authority of the kingdom of God, that people will see the showers of rain, the showers of the latter glory, that our communities will be transformed, our cities will be transformed with the laws of heaven, with the glory of God. Our generation will be transformed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are looking for a community where no one will see the need of stealing from anyone. No one will see the need of injuring anyone. Hallelujah. Because the law of God will govern our land. The law of God will govern our streets. The law of God will govern. Hallelujah. We will bring the kingdom wherever we go. We will bring the kingdom. And when the kingdom comes, lives of men will be transformed. Lives of our generation will be transformed by the authority of the word of God. The word will enrich them. The thieves will no longer steal. The prostitute will no longer commit prostitution, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we shall possess the land of our sojournings that God gave to Abraham, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know, immediately this word was spoken to Jacob, he started in a journey to go to Paddan Aram. And on the way of the journey, he landed to the place called Bethel. Glory be to God. And Bethel was a place that his father encountered God. Bethel was an altar. Hallelujah. Bethel was a place that the father had built an altar. Glory be to God. So from the blessing led Jacob to an encounter of the altar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the blessing will will accompany you. The blessing will connect you with the house of God. So the word Bethel is known to be the house of God. It's being translated as the house of God. So the place where Jacob left, when Jacob left his father, the place he landed without his knowledge was the house of God, because that was the place it was meant to be rooted, it was meant to grow, it was meant to nourish, to be nourished and fulfill his destiny in the house of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible said that the blessings of God add riches and has no sorrow, because they are connected with the sanctuary of God. Because many people don't understand. They think that, oh God, just bless me with a car. Oh, bless me with a house. Oh, bless me with a beautiful son. Bless me with a husband. All they are calling about. Hallelujah. But they don't connect that blessing, hallelujah, with the house of God. So in the book of Genesis chapter 28, verse 13, the Bible says, "And behold, the Lord stood above it," that is in Bethel, "and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south." Glory be to God. So God is bringing an assurance of the word that his father had already spoken. So God is putting a seal. God is connecting Jacob with an heritage. Today I want to talk to somebody today, and I want to ask somebody, what is your heritage in Christ? What is your heritage? What are you living for? What is your heritage? God is appearing to Jacob in Bethel, and is appearing as the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. And is appearing as the God of Isaac. Is appearing as the God of the fathers. So there are things that we are called to emulate. Hallelujah. We are meant to go back to the ancient path to find how our fathers walked with God. Glory be to God. To find out how they were sold out for God. People like Peter, hallelujah. People like James, people like John. How they were sold out for God. But they were willing to die for the sake of the gospel. They preached the gospel with all their fiber, with all their heart, with everything they had. They were sold out for the glory, for the purposes of the kingdom, that this gospel may be preached. And God is reminding Isaac, but I am the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. The land on which you lie. Jacob was there lying. He had put his head on the stone, and God is speaking, the land on which you lie. And believe me, that was the place where his father Abraham had built an altar of God. What are you building for God? Hallelujah. That your children will find and continue it. What are you building for God? What kind of investment are you doing in the kingdom of God? Do you know what to do for God today will help your children tomorrow? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Abraham reached at Bethel, the Bible says he built an altar there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He put a landmark. Hallelujah. That probably he didn't know that his grandson will be laying down there. Glory be to God. When years came. Hallelujah. And Jacob encountered God at that place where his grandfather had broken the ground. In the name of Jesus, the place where the grandfather had lifted an altar for the Lord, glory be to God. That is the place where Jacob now is encountering God, and God is reminding him, I am the God of Abraham, your father. I'm the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you all your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You see, this is the heritage. This was the heritage that was upon Abraham, that the Lord has spoken that out of you shall all the nations be blessed. In other words, if you're looking for the true blessing of God, you have to go back to Abraham. You have to go back to Abraham. Hallelujah. Because God had put that investment in him, that whoever wanted, you have to go back to the root. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord is taking us to the root. Hallelujah. He's taking us to the patriarch, how the patriarch walked with God, the purposes of God that they had, the investment of God that they had, that probably they were not able to finish by themselves. Hallelujah. But they passed the call to the upcoming generation. Hallelujah. It's the same way God is passing that responsibility to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is a blessing that God wants to bestow upon his children in the mighty name of Jesus, the Abrahamic blessing. Hallelujah. And when this blessing comes, it will make us to be fruitful. It will make us to multiply. It will make us to become a company of people in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad. You shall spread abroad. I believe in the name of Jesus that we shall spread abroad. As a church, we shall spread abroad. As an individual, we shall spread abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we shall spread abroad. This ministry will spread abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall spread abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall spread abroad. We shall spread to the east. We shall spread to the north, we shall spread to the south, to the west, in the mighty name of Jesus, because what God has started in this place, hallelujah, will not only remain in this place, will not only remain in this city, it will spread abroad, it will spread to all the states of America, it will spread to South America, it will spread to Africa, it will spread to Europe, it will spread to China, to Pakistan, to Philippines, in the mighty name of Jesus, because God intend to multiply us. He intend to make our offspring to be like the dust. A time is coming that we will even lose the numbers of the church members of RTD. We will lose the numbers because we will become uncountable. Everywhere you go, you will see our churches. In the mighty name of Jesus, because of the blessing of Abraham upon us, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Our heritage will be great because we are connected with an inheritance that cannot be shaken. For God has promised us that we shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That is an heritage. You will become a light to your generation. You will become a blessed one in your family. When people will be looking for the blessed one, they will see you. They will say, this one among all the family members, this one the hand of God is upon him. The hand of God is upon her, because they will see the grace of God. They will see that you have a heritage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are people that will be blessed because you're blessed. Hallelujah. There are people that will benefit out of your relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Because of this, wherever Jacob went, wherever Jacob touched, prosper. Hallelujah. Even when he went through the house of Laban, the Bible said that everything that was put in the hands of Jacob prospered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The livestock of Laban prospered, multiplied, because there was a man that carried the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray today that blessing will fall upon you. I pray that today you will know you have a heritage. You can't live like others. You have a purpose. You have a heritage. You are a blessed man. You are a blessed woman. God has a purpose. God has a heritage for you. So Jacob encountered God at Bethel, the place where his grandfather had erected an altar to the Lord. So the blessing connected Jacob with the house of God. Hallelujah. Bethel became a special place in history where people traveled to go and worship God. People travel from generation to generation to go and honor God. It became a place of blessing. It became a place of encounter with God. Glory be to God. But there was a generation that lost focus of the meaning of Bethel. Praise the Lord. And that was the generation during the reign of King Jeroboam that turned Bethel to be a place of cultic origin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. King Jeroboam erected idol gods in Bethel. Praise the Lord. Which brought judgment in the land. Hallelujah. So when we go back to our roots, we find today there are places that were known to be houses of worship that have been turned to brothels. There are buildings that were erected for the purposes of God that have become clubs. Praise the Lord. There are places that our fathers fought so hard, that they invested so hard. Today, when you go to many churches in Europe, many have been sold out. Many have been turned to apartment buildings. Because the church over the time, there's a generation that lost their meaning, their purpose, their connection with Bethel, where angels are ascending and descending. They lost connection with the gates of heaven, with the connection with the purposes of God concerning generation and the places that God had meant for communities to be healed, communities to be transformed, generations to encounter God has been turned and to hidden places. Praise the Lord. It is important to go back to our roots and understand our heritage, that we have a stronger heritage in God. We have a stronger heritage to be a light to nations. We have a stronger heritage to bring the kingdom of God wherever we are, to spread the goodness of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus, to preach the gospel of Christ in this dying world. We have a heritage to spread the good news. We have a heritage to erect altars that will honor Jehovah, altars of holiness, of righteousness, that will bring the virtue of God, the value of God, that will bring the presence down, a place where people will encounter their God, a place where people will encounter heaven on earth, in the mighty name of Jesus, and their lives will be transformed for the glory of God, because the Lord Almighty will breathe on them. He will breathe his life on them, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they will be transformed forever and ever. We can't afford to forget the purpose of the house of God. Praise the Lord. Today, many places of worship have been turned to yoga places. The house of God has been turned to yoga, where people go for a dance club, where people go for yoga activity in the house of God. We have forgotten the purpose, but this is the gate of heaven. This is the place where angels ascend and descend. This is the place of dominion. This is the place of the manifestation of the glory of God. This is the place where God speaks his mind, speaks his voice concerning generation. This is the place of alignment with the will of the Father. This is the place where the lost find direction in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the place where those that are tired and weary will come and find strength in the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the place where sinners will find mercy and redemption from the blood of the Lamb of God. This is the house of God, and we need to go back there. We need to go back to the house of God. We need to go back to our heritage that connect us with Bethel. We need to go back to the heritage of our Father. We need to go back to the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, where are you? The God of Jacob, where are you? The God of John the Baptist, where are you? The God of Samuel, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel, the God of Elijah, the God of Elisha. Where are you, Lord, in our generation? We need you. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't afford to turn the house of God to a laughing stock. Praise the Lord. Do you know that land around Bethel eventually was inherited with people like the, hallelujah, with the grand, actually with the sons of Joseph? That land where Bethel was, the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, end up taking over Bethel. Glory be to God. Because that was a special place. And you know that when Jacob was going away, the blessing that was upon Abraham, the carriers of that blessing to the next generation was left on Manasseh and Ephraim. Praise the Lord. These two generations were meant to carry the glory, were meant to carry the instruction of God to the next generation. But in one way or another, they failed. They failed because they didn't understand the purposes of God. Our generation is failing today because they don't understand the reason why God wants to bless them. They don't understand the reason why God wants to make them fruitful. They don't understand why God wants to multiply them. They don't understand why God wants to give them dominion. That dominion is to grow his kingdom. That dominion is to root his house. That dominion is to spread his wings. That dominion is to root the purposes of God onto generation. That dominion is to anchor his word. That dominion is to open the oases of life in our community, a place where people will see light, a place where people will receive the truth of the word of God, where they can't run away from God. God will arrest people. The power of the Holy Spirit will arrest people and convict sinners that the light has come, his glory has come. Our cities will be transformed. Our leaders will be transformed. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will reach at the door of the church and the power of God will come upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because Bethel is a place where the angels ascend and descend, and God is sitting above. The Father is sitting above, speaking to his children, communicating to his children, decreeing to his children, and his children will hear his voice and they will not be lost. His children will hear his voice and they will not be deceived. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not be deceived. In the name of Jesus, they will not be deceived. deceived with the false Christ of our time. They will not be deceived with the false doctrines of our time, in the mighty name of Jesus, because they will be standing in the house of God. We need to go back to understand our heritage, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In everything you desire, may you seek to be blessed with God. I want us to lift up a prayer tonight in the name of Jesus, because the blessing is bigger than any curse. The blessing will destroy the hold of darkness upon your life. The blessing will destroy the hold of darkness that doesn't want you to arise, that doesn't want you to understand your heritage, that doesn't want you to understand that there is a place where you are connected. There is a place where God wants to flourish you. He wants to build you. He wants to anoint you. Hallelujah. He wants to mantle you. He wants to breathe His life in you. He wants to breathe His voice in you. He wants to breathe everything that He has, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray this night in the name of Jesus. Seek for this blessing that Jacob decreed, that Isaac decreed upon Jacob, this blessing that God spoke on the life of Jacob, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the blessing of Abraham shall be upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing that no one is permitted to kill you before your time. No one can curse you because you are blessed. The blessing of long life, the blessing of good health, the blessing of favor, the blessing of multiplication, the blessing of fruitfulness, the blessing of dominion will be your portion, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessing that connects you with the beetle, the blessing that connects you with the altar of God, with the altar of glory, with the altar of life. May that blessing come upon you. May that blessing destroy the hold of the enemy, the hold of darkness against your life, against your home, against your marriage, against your children. May the blessing of Abraham destroy the whole of the enemy. Akatarabba yantania reketerita rabababababa reparata tatatatata repetese berena opaba yantani helevetoro bobosayam ipadantana namozande repeteri parata tatata repatarababo shantari barataya epeteze petele bendele tatata raparata payate tetete zeparande makoro bobo. Pray that blessing, that blessing, that blessing. David, bring it up. Makatere baba bosha ze pateri mahanta zantarabazie hoko payata. Seek for it. Seek for it diligently, in the mighty name of Jesus, that people will begin to see the hand of God upon your life. It may look like you have nothing. It may look like you have nothing. Like when Jacob left his home, he didn't even have a spare cloth. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a farm. He didn't have anything. He didn't have a property he could call his home. He didn't even have food he could eat. He didn't have a roof on his head. He was just a single man. He was just a single man. But when the blessing came, when the blessing came, when the blessing came, when the blessing came, when the blessing come upon you, you will be fruitful. When the blessing come upon you, you will multiply. When the blessing come upon you, you will become a company of people. Your business will become a company of people. Your farm will become a company of people. Your family will become a company of people. In the name of Jesus, your ministry will become a company of people. When the blessing come, oh, yo, the yokes of limitation are destroyed by the blessing. blessing. Castles are destroyed by the blessing. Come back to your inheritance. Come back to your roots. Come back to the God of your father. Come back to the God of your father Abraham. Come back to the God of your father Isaac. Stop worshiping idols. Stop believing in witches. Come back to the God of your father Abraham. Come back to people that God invested his glory, that God invested his blessing upon them, that God invested his favor, that God invested his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Today may the Lord connect you with the root of blessing in the name of Jesus, that the branch that has been rotting may be healed today. Your life may be rotting. Your destiny may be rotting. But today, I connect you to the righteous branch. I connect you to the blessed branch. But you will not rot. You will not die like them. You are a man of purpose. You are a woman of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, today I connect your root, that the blessing of Abraham be upon you. Receive it. Receive it according to the word of God. The blessing that will connect you, but you shall possess the land of your sojourning. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall possess the land of your sojourning. Even as we sojourn in America, we shall possess the land of our sojourning. As a church, we shall possess the land of our sojourning. In the name of Jesus. For wherever the sole of our feet shall tread upon, the Bible says we shall preoccupy, because there is a blessing upon us. Where God takes you, you shall preoccupy. Where God plants you, you shall preoccupy. In that company, you shall preoccupy. In that business, you shall preoccupy. In that city, you shall preoccupy. In that farm, you shall preoccupy. In that city, in that nation, wherever the sole of thy feet shall tread upon, you will be occupied. You will be occupied. You will be the light in that company. You will be the light. Rakatagata zeke payato rakwakate. In that hospital, you will be the light. You carry the blessing. Akabayatata zeke to oragata datatatata rakapayatapa ropayatata ropayat akatuakatash legeberetesh legeberetesh. I connect you to the righteous branch. I connect you to the righteous branch that bear fruits. I connect you to the righteous branch. I disconnect you to the rotten branch. I connect you to the righteous branch of David. I connect you to the righteous branch that you will produce, you will multiply, you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Your life will be fruitful. You will flourish in the land of the living. And this blessing is not just for you. It is also for your children. It is also for your grandchildren. It is also for your great-great-grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will be partakers of your encounter with the Lord. There will be partakers of your encounter with Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a glory that connects you to your destiny. There is a glory that connects you to your possession of the kingdom inheritance in the mighty name of Jesus. And today, that what God had ordained from the foundation of the earth, that they will be part of your life. May you receive them. May you receive them. May you receive the blessing that ran from the root of your fathers in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing that money cannot buy. May that blessing come upon you. May the blessing that God bestowed on Abraham, may it come upon you. May it bring a distinction in the mighty name of Jesus, that wherever you go, they will see the glory. They will see the masses of God. They will see that this is the man whom God has invested in.
This is the man whom God have set apart. This is the man whose footsteps will be a light unto nations, that many will come to the knowledge of Jesus through your life, through your destiny. Many souls shall be saved in the mighty name of Jesus, for you will carry the image of his glory. You will carry the image of his glory into your generation. In the name of Jesus, you will not lose focus. You will not lose focus. You will erect a house of worship to the Lord. You will stand with the kingdom of our Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And the purposes of God will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Be connected to the righteous branch. Be connected to the fruitful branch. Be connected to the branch that multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bless your root. May the Lord bless your coming in and your going out in the mighty name of Jesus. May the blessing take away shame. May the blessing take away reproach. What couldn't work will begin to work from today in the mighty name of Jesus. What couldn't work will begin to work. Hayakadi etuna mandala bala tata tata. Systems will be put under pressure for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because there's a woman that carried a blessing. Hayamanaku halakanda la banalalia la baboshalale. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus. Receive all the glory. Receive all the hope. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. Thank you for reminding us of our heritage. We are not like that. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the blessed one. Wherever we go, we flourish. Wherever we go, we grow. We multiply. We shall become a great number, a great position. We shall become a company of people. As a ministry, we shall become a company of people. As individual, we shall become a company of people. For we are a blessed people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, for your word. In the name of Jesus, for we know that you send forth your word and it shall do what you command it to do, and it will not return unto you void. Thank you, Jesus, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. May this be your prayer. This has been my prayer today while I was studying this. It is time to connect back to your inheritance. It is time as a person to find direction from the fathers. The life of Jacob was rescued because he found direction. May the Lord give you direction as a youth, as a young person, as a man, as a woman. May the Lord guide you. May you be connected to this heritage that will keep your life alive in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you. And may the Lord keep you. Remember, this year is the year of divine settlement. Your case is settled in heaven, and the devil can never begin about it. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Go out, be fruitful, multiply, and possess the land of your sojourning. Possess that company, possess that business, possess that city, possess that nation by the glory of God, because the masses and the grace of God has gone ahead of you. Be blessed.